Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Alexandra Semenova. The S&P index opened in record territory this morning before losing steam. It's now down slightly, but the overall gains across the major indices has some worried that investors are ignoring the warning flags. Alexandra, you talked to the chief investment officer for Citigroup. What kind of warning flags is she talking about?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So the CIO of Citigroup's wealth management division specifically basically discussed how it doesn't quite make sense that stocks are running up against record highs at a time when there is still so much uncertainty around the economic outlook and at a time when we are fast approaching that July 9th tariff deadline and not many deals were announced. Just look at the market reaction today. Trump saying that he's halting discussions with Canada and stocks erasing the gain from earlier today. There's still a lot of uncertainty around what tariffs will actually look like, whether any deals will be announced officially, and the impacts that will have on companies' investment division decisions and spending. Obviously, FedEx, for example, is one of the companies yesterday that mentioned how difficult the environment is for them to navigate at a time when there's no policy clarity. And we could be seeing a lot more of that. That was basically one of her main concerns from the conversation.
Would the CIO then recommend or advise just being prudent about investing?
Yeah, so her perspective is kind of staying the course through this time, not necessarily taking on more risk. She recommends, she still likes companies tied to artificial intelligence and technology companies because those still have very strong balance sheets that can weather any kind of economic cycle. As we've seen before, they've been kind of a defensive play for investors and have been successful both in risk-on environments and as kind of a haven away from some of the volatility that we've gotten in the stock market just because of how resilient they are, how strong their balance sheets are, how much profit they have produced.
You know, markets never seemed to make sense. I mean, everybody thought that things were going to tank during the pandemic, and then there was money, you know, an infusion from the government, and everything was floated.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I think a lot of people underestimate the resilience of the economy. Obviously, over the last few years, we've seen interest rates rise dramatically from near zero levels. And a lot of people thought that would catch up to the U.S. economy and we'd see that strain the labor market. And that just hasn't happened yet, which explains why stocks have been so resilient. And corporate America also has just a fantastic profit engine. Companies have been able to navigate higher borrowing costs pretty successfully. That explains why stocks just keep returning to these all-time highs that we've seen recently.
For amateur investors like me, is there the danger of a false sense of security?
For everyday investors, I think it's probably prudent not to pay too much attention to these day-to-day headlines. Obviously, there's consideration around different time horizons. If you're someone who is retiring soon, then that's a bit different for a younger person who, you know, has a broader time horizon. But in general, it's important not to sell in times of volatility or make any rash decisions. And right now, probably the strategy that most wealth managers would recommend is staying the course and thinking about the bigger picture. And if you look at the history of stocks over time, they have gone up.
One last thing. Do most wealth investment managers feel the same way as the Citigroup CIO?
The outlook actually among professional investors and investment managers has been pretty divergent. So there are some people who are optimistic that we could see trade deals announced. We could benefit from the tax bill and stocks can keep going higher into the second half of the year. And then there are a lot of people who are a little bit more concerned that we've run up a little bit too far, too fast at a time when so many risks are accumulating. So it's been very divergent in terms of outlooks for the second half of 2025.
Alexandra, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Alexandra Semenova. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.